I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
On this emergency episode of the Yeet Check, oh boy, we got ourselves the very first gambling scandal of the modern era of sports betting. I think I'm in a unique place to break it down. One part betting analyst, one part NBA insider, T. Decipher. It has the potential to be absolutely earth-shattering news. So we had to get into this stat. Anthony, no time to waste, brother. Let's get right into it. Drop that motherfucking beat. It should be real. Okay, alert, alert. It's an emergency. Wee-oo, wee-oo. Emergency podcast time. Jonte Porter, brother of Michael Porter Jr., a forward for the Toronto Raptors, a guy that casual fans do not know, is now being investigated, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, by the NBA for, quote, irregularities on prop betting involving him. That's fucking nuts. One, my first instinct and thought was, how does anyone find Jonte Porter props? No shot, right? Apparently that's a thing. That's all we know right now, and that one sentence has the ability to shake the NBA and sports betting as we know it in all leagues to its very core. Add that to the suspicious, highly irregular news around Dodger phenom, maybe greatest of all time baseball player, Shohei Ohtani, that has recently come to light. And I tell you what, the sports betting community is a bit queasy about the whole NBA sports betting, MLB sports betting phenomenon. Add that to the League Pass saying that they're going to add sports betting to League Pass app games. Now you got yourself some absolute nuts type of, like the fever pitch of people screaming is starting to get louder and louder. But we need to understand this story in depth. Not to be arrogant about it, not many people understand sports betting and sports at the same time anymore. Turns out many people have niches. Not sure many people in the basketball space are as capable as me at breaking this down. So let's start at the beginning. Presumably, you know that I know my shit when it comes to the NBA, right? This is the fourth season I've been doing the Heat Check NBA podcast. That comes after 4 years covering the NBA at USA Today. Four straight NBA finals. But what you may not know is that for the last 3 years, I've also hosted a nationally syndicated live betting show called BetMGM Tonight, which is available on every major market as well as live on YouTube and Twitch. We are on for 4 hours a night, okay? I can fully give you this understanding of what 20 hours of live on-camera betting content looks like. 20 hours a week, 48 weeks a year, 3 years running. It's a lot. Okay? It's a lot. When I say I have thousands of hours on the air, deciphering, breaking it down, analyzing, bringing on experts, what a book need is, how much money is on a game from public bettors, smart bettors, big fish bettors. Every aspect of sports betting, I promise you, outside of like NASCAR, I've talked about it. I've talked about it. You want me to have someone on about the Kentucky Derby? I've done it. MMA, what round is someone going down on? I've talked about it. Golf, who's going to win the outright tournament of the Valspar? I've done it. I tell you what. Summer League? Oh, yeah. You want me to break down an NBA total with multiple dudes you've never heard of on the team? I've done it. Prop bets. Steal props. Rebound props. I don't know. Tackle props. Sack props. Kicking props. I've fucking done it. I've interviewed almost every important person in the sports betting space, from the biggest names to the guys who set the lines to the top executives at major sports wagering companies. I speak with people who take people's money and relish in the fact that Travis Kelce did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. This is not a fucking flex. Sometimes I wonder why I do it. It's so granular and so niche and has set me up for this moment. So I can set the stage for you when I tell you that this Jontay Porter scandal was enough for me to get off my 4-hour fucking show talking about the Sweet 16 to saying we need to talk about this ASAP Rocky. Jontay Porter currently stands accused of, I cannot stress how fucking massive this is, illegally manipulating the market for prop bets on himself. And if you're surprised about this, you don't know the sports betting world. This was bound to happen. A guy who's making two-way money, two-way God, not even a two-way God, a two-way whatever. Like, I don't even know how he has props. Let's break this down. First of all, Jontay Porter is what we call a journeyman. Undrafted, 6'10", forward. He could have been on the, like, this is what we call a rando report. Guys from around the league that are random that you need to know. Like, that, it, like, hooked on with the Memphis Grizzlies in 2020, 2021 for a cup of coffee. Bounced around the G League for a couple of years. Fun fact, brother of Michael Porter Jr., and was called up by the Toronto Raptors this year, where he's played in 26 total games this season, starting just 5 of them, playing an average of 14 minutes per game, with a stat line of 4-3-2 and 1.6 stocks per game. If you don't know him, I barely know him. I only know him because I just had a conversation about him. I would bet even casual Raptor fans, don't know who he is. I bet you everybody's gonna know this man.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So here's what we know. On January the 26th of this year, the Raptors played the Clippers. And Porter played 4 minutes, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, 0 points. Porter, I guess through the investigation process they have found out, took himself out of the game voluntarily for, quote, aggravating an eye injury. If that's not suspect, I don't know what fucking is an eye injury. And thus, all of his prop bets, a bet, for those who don't know, is essentially a bet on a statistical category in a game. There's all kinds of statistical categories that you can bet on. Rebounds, assists, points, steals, blocks, stocks, rebound and assist. The combo points, rebounds, and assists combined. All of those are individual prop bets that you can bet on. According to, when he took himself out of the game, all the unders, meaning you can bet over or under, all of the unders hit. According to ESPN, the next day, as part of a daily report to users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that the under on Porter's three-pointers, which was set at a half, that's how low that was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA props from that evening. Porter played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12 with 7 rebounds and 3 assists. That is what we call a one-time statistical anomaly. We will allow that to slide, except for now we've got the eyeballs on you. One time? That's weird. A lot of people betting on Jonte Porter. This is what we're calling a rando report. And multiple people, it's the biggest winner. Jonte Porter is the biggest winner in all of the NBA. Every game going off, every player that you love, LeBron James, Jalen Brunson, everybody. No, none of them. Jonte Porter was the winner, folks. When I tell you that probably 1,000 people had calls and text messages and emails about this following this, I can tell you they did. They now start following Porter's every move and every bet placed on Porter. You can't cheat Vegas. They know. They literally track your moves on when you bet what bets precede and follow that bet to discover whether you are cheating. They have way too many safeguards. Billion-dollar corporations, they are hyper-vigilant. And no one, and I mean no one, sees a Jonte Porter bet being the big daily winner and says, that's totally fine. No one! I mean, that's just, like, I honestly didn't even know he had those props available. That's how irrelevant he is. Apparently, Porter didn't have another irregular game until March 20th when the Raptors played the Kings! Porter's line for points was 7.5. His rebound number was 5.5. After 3 minutes of the game, very similar to the Clippers game, Porter then removes himself again in what is seen to be or said to be an illness, quote unquote. Did not return for the rest of the game. DMP, sick. Sicky. Thus, again, all of his unders hit again. I bet you in a normal world, there's like 2 people on planet Earth betting Jonte Porter unders. Maybe 1, maybe rebounds, maybe props, but not everything. Not rebounds, 3-pointers, assists, rebounds and assists. Not all of them, right? On DraftKings internal report, once again, Porter unders were the single most profitable NBA bet of the night. Meaning everyone, where people cleaned up the most was betting against him. This is about, if you're talking about how possible is this to be random, 0. 0. Literally. For Jonte Porter under to not once but twice be the most profitable NBA bets of the night on all categories, just statistically impossible. Not even, no, there's no world that is the possibility. Now we are getting more information that makes it even worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The books are now releasing information on this, and it's damning. According to ESPN, multiple betting accounts attempted to place wagers on Porter unders on both games in the $10,000 to $20,000 range. I would bet you that the average prop bet is like around $30. And nearly all sports books tell you, hey, like, we don't know enough. We don't spend enough time. These things are, we don't put enough money into it. These sort of outcomes are so up and down, especially in the NBA. There is a limit to how much you can bet. Around $1,000 for a prop bet. $2,000 if you're lucky or you're a VIP, big hitter, whatever. Yet a spokesman from an anonymous book said, people were trying to do whatever they could do to bet Jonte Porter props against the Clippers. And then just a few days ago, the same thing. So two games and then like no bets on Jonte Porter in between those times? That's crazy. We had a bunch of people trying to bet under four more. What does that tell me? What does that tell you? Two things. So if you're a bettor and you know that, and you bet regularly on the NBA, and you bet props regularly on the NBA, and you're a big fish, you know you're capped out at $1,000, $2,000. So you would never attempt to bet $10,000 or $20,000 on a prop bet when you know you're just going to get the decline. You're just going to get an immediate, sorry, try again. There is a less than zero chance that a bunch of people are putting max bets on Jonte Porter unders at the same time and like they don't know each other and also know Jonte Porter. Way too obscure of a market. Zero evidence that any of the market movers or any of the handicappers like Joe Dallara gave this bet out. No shot. They did not. Second, the dudes that were trying to place these bets, not seasoned gamblers. Like I said, no one in their right mind that's a seasoned bettor or a real bettor or even a bettor of any kind would try to play $20,000 on an NBA prop that does not reside in like Kazakhstan or Singapore or some sort of like far-flung part of the globe. This is just not in the realm of possibility. Max bet books will take $2,000. By the way, if you don't know, the books keep track of what you try to do, not just what you actually do, but what you attempt to do as well. That raises alarm bells as well. So those seasoned NBA bettors would never, ever, ever try to place a $20,000 prop bet when they know that you can only bet $1,000 or $2,000. So you've got people with little to no experience all of a sudden hammering an extremely obscure bet on an extremely obscure player all on the same night for a guy who's averaging 4 points per game and his line is set at 7.5. And then they individually win so big in those occurrences that it's the single most profitable bet of the night, not once, but twice in the span of 2 months. And there is little to no handle or bets on him over or under in between those two games. I think what we're getting is a confluence of evidence here, are we not? I think that Adam Silver is probably on the phone with everyone right now. Lawyers and NBAPA, the rest of the league office. This is the potentially and probably will be the biggest scandal in the history of the modern NBA. And especially considering that sportsbooks and NBA players are allowed to be in cahoots. LeBron James is working with, I think it's DraftKings, to give out his NFL picks. Everyone and their cousin is digging in to how Jonte, into what Jonte's background is. Let's just say it's not exactly on the up and up. It's a little sketch. He's got a YouTube interview where he talks about co-founding some fucking firm that sells trading tips on cryptocurrency. Doesn't that sound like, does Jonte Porter have a Discord where he's giving out unders for Jonte Porter trades where he's like selling picks for on himself. Like in this YouTube, he's bragging about turning $5,000 into $100,000 on an earning play. And he says he goes against a lot of the rules of safe trading by growing as quickly as possible. Oh, Jonte, baby, get ready. Do not drop the soap. I am not sure how I can express how bad this is any more than I am. Of course, we're going to wait for it all to unfold. But, and of course, this is America. Presumption of innocence should apply. But when you add it all up, the facts and the numbers and the way that this is all stacking up, something's fucking fishy here. No possible way these two games see those bets on Jonte Porter unders without there being shenanigans afoot. Like, Jonte Porter takes himself out of the game, doesn't just sprain his ankle, just, I'm feeling sick. My eye hurts. People are already speculating that Adam Silver is going to have to drop a lifetime ban on everyone involved in this. Like, also, Nuggets fans, check in on Michael Porter Jr. I'm not saying he's involved. I'm not saying he knows anything. I'm just saying they're going to be asking. Feds are going to be involved as well. You can't have, in the age of legal betting, people who are the assets of the bets manipulating the bets. That is going to shut the whole thing down. And that means a message has to be sent loud and clear. And what about those few people who bet Jonte overs? Are they going to get refunded? How much money was on that? It's not good. Best case scenario, this is the worst betting scandal of the 21st century. Worst case, don't want to verbalize it, but it's out there, hanging in the wind. We'll, of course, be following this story very closely. We will report on what we hear, what we see, and what we know, because the story, I think, is going to get very, very big, even though it's a guy who nobody's ever really heard of. That's all the time that we have for this episode of The Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly like underdogs in the NCAA tournament. It's been all chalk city. Chalk means big favorites. Do not forget to follow The Heat Check. I bet you Jonte Porter knows that. Do not forget to follow The Heat Check as we head down the stretch. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. All of them. Even that grocery store clerk who asked to find black olives took you to the wrong aisle twice and tell him, yo, that's your job, bro. Learn where the things are in the aisles. When you're stocking chicken broth, throw on The Heat Check with Trista Crick. It's dope. Do not forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And once again, eventually, YouTube. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.